The ones that are supporting gas drilling, in my opinion, have not looked at the science that's come out of it nationwide. Colorado, Texas, West Virginia, Ohio with the cluster earthquakes, air pollution in Dish, Texas, and the people that are supporting it are just denying those scientific facts, even though they say rely on science, not politics. They themselves, in my opinion, are denying the scientific facts that have come out nationwide, and that it's still a dangerous procedure that's not been fully studied. And here in New York, I think the big thing that's lacking is a comprehensive health assessment of the whole system, of the whole process. And even though it was reviewed by independent health professionals, that has not been released, and Governor Cuomo has reneged on his promise to make government more transparent in that respect because he hasn't released the findings of the health review. That's why I'm here.
And where are you from?
We're from Central New York, Marathon. It's about halfway between Binghamton and Syracuse. So it's about two and a half hours from here.
Are people signing leases there? Are they being approached by the gas companies there?
Most of the leases in Cortland County were owned by Chesapeake Oil, and they recently sold a lot of that to Statoil, which is a Norwegian-owned company. And that's ironic because Norway, as a country, has banned hydrofracking. So we have many of the 33% of the leases, I think, came out, are owned by Statoil, a Norwegian company, who will be drilling and taking those exports back, or that profit back to Norway. And Norway itself has banned the process, so I feel our resources in that respect in this country are being exploited by a foreign country that isn't willing to expose their own country to the same procedure. So yes, there are a lot of leases. Cortland County is about 70% leased. However, that does not represent 70% of the population, just 70% of the land.
Okay.
My concern is that we're talking about hundreds of different chemicals, and 37% of the chemicals that are used in gas drilling are what they call endocrine disruptors. And endocrine disruptors can cause disease anywhere from autism to Parkinson's to cancers. Some of these things don't show up for decades, and so it could be, we could go decades and later that we start seeing the effects of all these chemicals. And we're going to be exposed to these chemicals both through spills, through the water contamination, and through the air, because we're talking about a lot of volatile organic compounds that mix with the nitrous oxides, and in the presence of sunlight that becomes ozone. And low-level ozone is burns the alveolar tissue in the lungs. And so we see things like asthma rates in Texas. In the gas drilling counties, four of the main gas drilling counties in Texas, their asthma rates are 25% among the eight-year-olds, whereas in the rest of the state, it's 11%. That is a huge difference. So it's air pollution, it's water pollution, it's dangerous chemicals.
Thank you very much.